for 30% on the outside. So that's your baseline right there.
40% on the night, Cassidy on the road. 9 threes tonight, 15 on the inside. That's impressive, and that will keep you in any game, if not secure,
very much so.
A lot of games.
Now remember, Harbor Beach was shooting 46% in the first quarter, 44% in the second quarter.
Okay.
Second half statistics, they were 11 for 35, 31%. Grand total of 22 for 59, 37%. Things went down a little bit for them.
Yeah.
So in the inside for Harbor Beach, they were 8 for 23, 34%.
This is in the second half?
In the second half, right. 3 for 12 on the outside, 25%. If you add them both together, the grand totals for Harbor Beach on the inside, they were 18 for 37, 48%. Things were happening for them there. And 4 for 22 on the outside, 18%.
37% for Harbor Beach, 40% for Cass City. That's quite fitting for a three-point ball game decided by some free throws coming down the stretch.
It really is. And I thought Harbor Beach did a grand job on the foul line. 11 for 15, 73% is how I had it. And Cass City struggled a bit. They were 5 for 12, which was 41%. But as it all comes down to it, it was at the last few throws that did it for him.
Cass City ended the night with 11 turnovers, Harbor Beach with 10. Rebounding went in favor of the Cass City Redhawks as well by 3. 29 rebounds for the Redhawks, 26 for the home Harbor Beach Pirates. Harbor Beach had just 2 offensive rebounds. Cass City not much better with 5. 7 total offensive rebounds on this night, John. Each team had 24 defensive rebounds tonight. Cass City with 29 altogether, Harbor Beach 26. Like you said, John, Harbor Beach was 73% from the free throw line, Cass City 41%. When it came down to it, Cass City, every time Harbor Beach came up with an answer, Cass City had an answer even better.
And it was balanced, too.
Yes.
Take a look at Cass City's shots overall. You know, they had 29 on the inside and 30 on the outside. I mean, you know, that's just the way they play it. Harbor Beach was 18 on the inside and, 37 on the inside and 22 on the outside. These are two really good teams, obviously. And it's going to be fun to watch district play.
It's going to be a great district, I think, John.
I really do think so,
I mean,
too.
Going in, obviously, in USA, you have to give the upper hand to the Patriots going in. But those other five teams, you have Harbor Beach, you have Cass City. And this was decided by a three-point game. Harbor Beach and Ubley, a week ago, was decided by 3 points in this gym. So you have Cass City, Harbor Beach, and Ubley, all decided within 3 points of each other. Then you have Bad Axe, who's up and down. They, you know, of course, had that rough stretch there just recently. But now they're back. They did take out Lakers by double digits a week ago. And then you have the Lakers, who, if they get hot, we saw Lakers take a first-quarter lead over the Patriots about a month and a half ago.
Lakers beat Ubley twice this year. So, you know, this is going to be one whale of a district. Whoever's going to come out is really going to be either, you know, it's either beat up or who knows what. It's just going to be really a neat thing to watch, and I'm looking forward to that in another couple weeks.
We have only one other score to give you here from other games, and that's Brown City over Ubley. Brown City takes out Ubley in Ubley, 54-31.
Are you surprised?
Yes and no. I will say, Brown City, John, we saw Brown City in our first broadcast here in this gym, actually. That was back on, January 8th or something of that sort.
Yep.
And we said that was the best 0-5 team we've ever seen, because Brown City has the pieces, and it looks like it finally all came together tonight for the Green Devils. Go on the road in Ubley, coming off of a busy week for them, but Brown City with a 23-point victory over Ubley. They hold them to 31 points in their own gym. And now Ubley a one game back from Harbor Beach in the East, and then Harbor Beach one game back from Sandusky.
Brown City has made some adjustments, and things are coming together for them at the right time. And you know, I know it's been a struggle for all year to try to, you know, peak close to that 500 mark and everything. Now they're not there yet. But, you know, I think they've had a really good, fantastic season in learning who they're all about and facing adversity and punching through. That's the, you know, Brown City Green Devils story. Now, losing on that on this floor last Friday and everything, you know, by just a mere grimace, that was a lot for Ubley. There's an emotional loss and everything. I was kind of wondering how they were going to bounce back from that particular game. And it's still not too late to go ahead and right the ship. They're not going to be winning a championship on the East, though. That pretty much took them out. But they can still do damage. I mean, it's a, really a question of whether or not Sandusky remains unscathed, because they still have to play Brown City, if I'm not mistaken, and they still have to play Ubley. So
you're absolutely right. Yeah, Sandusky has Marlette tonight at Marlette. I have not heard an update on that one. Then they are at Brown City a week from tonight, and then they have Ubley at home against Sandusky on March 3rd, the following Tuesday.
And so Harbor Beach is going to go ahead and
they have
wait for Memphis. And, you know, as if I was a betting person, I think I'd bet on Harbor Beach on that one.
Well, it's Memphis.
And then, you know, just wait and see what happens with Sandusky. If Sandusky goes through the gauntlet, more power to him. You know, congratulations, because that'll be the championship.
That'll be
right
a worthwhile championship, yeah. Now for Kansas City, John. Of course, this is a crossover game. The victory does not count towards Kansas City's West total, but regardless, their third straight victory, their sixth of their last seventh, and then actually 10th of their 10 of their last 12 ball games they've won after that slow 1-4 start to start the season. Kansas City won. They returned to home on Wednesday to host Montrose. Just small, mediocre Montrose on Wednesday, and then they're at Reese on that week from tonight on Friday, and then at St. Novell on the 5th of March the following Thursday.
The Reese game ought to be pretty interesting. You know, there's no pressure on Kansas City for this game. And it would see how they kind of stack up for district competition. Right now, they're a half a game ahead of Bad Axe coming into tonight as far as who's going to be the third-place finisher in the Greater Thumb Conference West. So we'll just see how it all works out for them.
John, final thoughts here. I completely impressed by Kansas City tonight. We saw them against Bad Axe. They did pretty much the same game plan entering tonight's ball game, just spread the ball around. Tom Reijauer has a big second half. He had 3 points at the half, and he ended up with 14. Sandy Cuthrell with 15 in the first half, 10 in the second half, including four threes for the senior there. Ends up with 25 points. Reijauer at 14, 11 points for Landon Schenk. And, John, there you have it. Your old mantra of three players in double digits, you're going to win the ballgame.
Well, I'll tell you what, they sure do look good, and you're right. They do have a blueprint as far as how they want to go ahead and see the game unfold. And, yeah, they had not only they had three people, but also Colin Rubel was just a hair's breadth away from being the fourth person in double figures. But on the positive side for Harbor Beach, too, I mentioned this morning or this before the game started, is that Evan Smoglinski is about time that he's going to have a breakout game. And he did. I mean, there was just
19 points.
It was really something. I really appreciate the fact that how he has worked hard on the foul line. He was 3-for-4 tonight, 75%. Wound up with 19 points, and he was a force on the inside.
Of course, Evan Smoglinski at 19. Michael Anderson right behind him at 18. Parker Young at 9. 7 points for Mason Booms and 6 points for Dylan Kadar, both threes in the second half. Harbor Beach now, their upcoming schedule, like we said, they have Memphis a week from tonight. They have Wednesday off, so they are at Memphis or home against Memphis on the 28th, next Friday, and then they travel to Bad Axe on March 5th, the final game of the season, that Thursday.
And that'll be a good game.
That will be. Good tune-up before the district play.
Michael Anderson, yes, you're so great. He really had himself a whale of a ball game. I really like his drive to the hoop. He's thinking that, you know, if it's, they're not going to go in on the outside, I'm going to take that ball to the hoop, and he was really successful tonight. Just really something to behold.
So what's your – if you're in a – pinpoint down to one thing. What was the reason Kansas City got this victory on the road tonight?
That's a toughie. if you asked them to go ahead and replay the entire game all over again, everything, I got a feeling Harbor Beach would come out, on the winning end of the stick the next time around. These two teams are just so close. Harbor Beach did everything they could, I thought, to win this ball game. It was a close game, obviously. It was just a hair's breadth away. It depends on how the ball bounces, you know. Last Friday, Harbor Beach pulled out an uncanny victory, And then tonight, they almost did it again. You know, it was two tough teams.